I hold such bated breath. My hand, a brimming trove. I hold such spinning wheel that my ears gape. The moon having all to do with that we wait and speak of nothing. I stare at your wealth as a moth would at a light. Our lies squeak like bus brakes on a boring hill. As false as Cressida, you take my hand. I look into your eyes as into a foreign vow, gathering my last words around me like photographs in a flood. I hold such bated breath, my hand a brimming trough. I hold such spinning wheel that my ears gape wide. I could take this to you later, but I take this to you now. I must act quickly, you see, before my mind invents a cold. Their love ran a fruitless course, their eyes trained on the same source, their hearts pregnant like salmon with millions of tiny hopes. Troilus, girl shy but brash-hearted, on the cusp of full living. Cressida, bright-eyed but wary, bouncing on caution's weakest knee. And when she left, gutting the house of its contents as she went, a cold emptiness replaced the full feeling, leaving him as hollow bloated as the deflating bulb of the stomach that remembers the child. Banking on the deep well of their love to bring up water, he waited 9 days for her return. His patience and the venom of noble longing. And I say yes, as true as Troilus. In privacy of heart, I shuffle vagary and trick. And the millions suck at my bowels like mice. Like a boy, Troilus begged for her return. Rumors of her desertion like the cruel whisper of the winter wind hissing through the porch teeth. 9 days of wondering how the clock could summon up enough vim to muscle through the minute.
Thank you.
I sit alone in my confusion, dwarfed in not knowing why. My heart like a brass instrument, spittle heavy, wheezing out. In the small font of a footnote, I beg for the tight screw, the green light, the hungry flutter of white hands at the blackening keys, to hammer out my own truth with a sharp confession, my knuckles chiming over the launch pad like church bells, that to be pianist and hunger at the keys in dreams airlifted out from where I toss alone. My hand to cover my eye, as you did to yours.